Yeah.
I am, maybe a little.
So what we're going to do right now, it's time for JP's Common Sense, and it's being brought to you today by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, which has an online national directory. Also, he supports local economic recovery. Choose local first. Remember this, people. LiveLocalRenoSparks.com. LiveLocalRenoSparks.com. They're at 1301 Cordon in Reno. And now, JP's Moment of Common Sense.
All righty then. Across the nation, stupidity was rampant this week. A swarm like congressmen around an open bar. Somebody was handing out free stupid bills somewhere. We had scary stupid from President Obama, we had funny stupid from those seedy-looking ne'er-do-wells protesting Wall Street, and we even had silly stupid from Monday Night Football, which fired Hank Williams Jr. for expressing conservative political opinions. That's right, in case you haven't heard, we don't get to hear Mr. Williams singing All My Rowdy Friends on Mondays anymore. I've got news for ESPN. Sometimes the best part of the whole game on Monday night is Hank Williams and his song. So far, this year's games have been good, but wait till December 12th when St. Louis visits Seattle. Hank and his rowdy friends would have been the highlight of that game. Personally, I always thought Hank was a better fit for evening football than Faith Hill in those high heels and black stretch pants, singing I've Been Waiting All Day for Sunday Night. Doesn't that song title sound an awful lot like When Are These Stupid Football Games Going to Be Over?, which is what men hear all day from their wives? Granted, Faith Hill in black stretch pants is pretty much always a good thing, but maybe a football game isn't the best venue, that's all I'm saying. Anybody surprised about ESPN being so politically correct? Well, remember, that's where Keith Olbermann came from. And ESPN is owned by the Walt Disney Company, which is run by Robert Iger, a progressive liberal and Barack Obama supporter. Now it makes sense, doesn't it? The last thing liberals want is a two-sided conversation. That's why Disney squelched the documentary The Path to 911, which made the Clinton administration look bad, and squelched a miniseries called The Kennedys because the Kennedys objected. Unfortunately for Disney and ESPN, it looks like Hank Williams won't be so easy to squelch. Hank is royally PO'd, and he's not some inconvenient documentary Disney can hide in a filing cabinet. Meanwhile, over in New York, a large mob of smelly, unemployed, radical-left nincompoops is trying to occupy Wall Street. They can't actually reach Wall Street because the police have them walled off in a park, which they're filling up with trash and bodily waste to such an extent that children may never play there again. But hey, give the bums credit for trying. Wednesday, they linked arms and charged the police line in a futile attempt to break through to Wall Street. It was like the charge of the Light Brigade, only without the glory or the magnificence or the horses or a good poem from Alfred Tennyson. The Occupy Wall Street protesters hate Wall Street but love President Obama, apparently blissfully unaware that Obama was bought and paid for by Wall Street. The Obama administration is so chock full of ex-Goldman Sachs people, the investment banker probably has a staffing shortage. Anybody who wants a chuckle should read the protesters' demands. They have 13 of them, and they're so phenomenally, outrageously, wildly stupid and cause so much ridicule that they started saying, hey, that's not our official list of demands. Two of them, numbers 1 and 9, contradict each other. Number 8 demands equal rights for all races. You know, like the 15th Amendment and the 1964 Civil Rights Act already do. Number 5 wants to end all use of fossil fuels, and numbers 6 and 7 demand $2 trillion to spend on infrastructure, planting new trees, and closing nuclear power plants. But demand number 11 is the best of all. Number 11 wants all debts erased, including mortgages, loans, and credit card balances. Somebody should tell these protesters that we already have a mechanism for erasing debts. It's called going to work and paying what you owe. The protesters are amusing, but it's not so funny when the stupidity is in the White House. Last month, a billionaire named Harold Hamm was invited to the White House, and this week we read about that visit. Mr. Hamm discovered the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota, which contain over 20 billion barrels of oil, and he could hardly wait for a chance to tell the president about the oil and gas revolution happening in this country. He wasn't sure Obama even knew about this revolution. Here's what the president said when Mr. Hamm told him that enough oil and gas has been discovered in the last few years to make the United States completely energy independent. Quote, and this is the president now, Oil and gas will be important for the next few years, but we need to go on to green and alternative energy. Secretary Chu has assured me that within 5 years we can have a battery developed that will make a car with the equivalent of 130 miles per gallon, unquote. I'm not sure I can adequately express the monumental ignorance on display in the president's words. Number one, a battery is not an energy source. It's an energy storage device, so the whole general direction of the president's reply is a logical non sequitur. Whether Secretary Chu's dream battery is invented or not, you still have to produce the electricity to charge it. Number two, whether or not a car gets the equivalent of 130 miles per gallon is totally unrelated to the battery, since the energy that charged the battery is produced at a power plant, almost certainly a power plant that burns fossil fuels produced by people like Harold Hamm. And finally, the U.S. is nowhere even close. Let me repeat. Nowhere even close to replacing fossil fuels with windmills and solar power plants. The idea that our president thinks we are close is truly Halloween-level frightening. How can our president not know this stuff? Is he getting bad information, or is the man simply unable to grasp the information he gets? One thing is for sure, a man this devoid of basic knowledge is not capable of leading the United States out of the current economic crisis. That's just common sense.
Wow.